Hello, everyone, and thank you again. Here we are again for another juicy episode of the Tamra Tamu Show, where dreams have no filter. I want to thank you so much for joining me for another hot episode. Now, before we get into the episode, I want to remind everyone to especially to all my readers out there, to all my authors, my writers, that my novel, you can still get a signed copy of my novel, Untapped. Right now, it is only available on my website, which is iconicbytamu.com/IBT-publishing. Don't worry, I will include the link in the show notes, but I want to remind you to check out the novel. It is a romantic thriller. It is about a woman's journey of self-discovery, with a lot of plot twists and turns that even I was surprised while I was writing it. It kind of took on a life of its own to the point where now I am almost done with the sequel. So, but you got to make sure you read the Untapped first, because otherwise the sequel won't make sense to you. So get your hands on a signed copy of my novel, Untapped. It is just available right now on my website. Again, I will put the website or the link for the book into the show notes. I will have it available on Amazon probably within the next 2 weeks, I believe. So don't quote me on that, but just right now it is just available on my website. So thank you for doing that. And so now let's get into today's episode. So here's the thing. Not that, I need confirmation that I need to do this podcast and speak about the things I speak on during these episodes. However, when I see or notice or hear certain things, sometimes I have to say to myself, see, that's why I started this podcast. That is why I started this podcast. Now, you may be asking, okay, what are you talking about? Before I answer that question, I want you to notice the title of this episode is Passion Equals Purpose, Part Two. All right. The part one, and actually at the time, I didn't know that there was going to be a part two, but part one is back from episode 11. And the title of that is Your Passion Does Equal Purpose. I will also put the link for that episode in the show notes as well. But I want to get into this topic again today. Because I am, first of all, let me say this before I get ahead of myself. I am convinced, I am confident. I am, what other word can I use? I am convicted that what we are passionate about is connected to the many purposes that we came here to experience. All right. I will say this again and again and again. What we are passionate about is something that, or I should say, the things that we are passionate about, the aspects of life that we are passionate about. As far back as we can remember, we've always been passionate about it. So that means that we didn't have to do anything for it. All right. When we arrived here, when our spirits came into being, we were gifted desires, talents. There are certain aspects of life that we enjoy and love. There are certain aspects of, luxury that we just gravitate towards. We don't know why they have just always been there. We have dreams and we have imaginations of how we want to spend our days, what we want to spend our days doing. They just happen, they're just there. We didn't have to do anything for them. So I want you to think about this. So imagine yourself as a baby, or picture yourself as a small child, and you're holding this gift box. You can imagine the size, whether it's big or small, doesn't really matter. And when you open that box, what's in there are those dreams, those desires, those talents, and those aspects of life that you just gravitate towards, that you just enjoy and love. It was a gift. Those are gifts that are given to us that want to be alive through us. And again, we didn't have to do anything to receive them. They just are. They just are. So here is why I want to talk about this again. So I keep hearing people say, I keep seeing messages out there that say passion does not equal purpose. And again, that's when I say, see, that's why I have this podcast. Here is what I think of that idea. Number one, I'm just going to say it is self-limiting. It is a self-limiting belief. To say that passion does not equal purpose is very self-limiting. So here are reasons why. I'm going to, and I've got this a list here, and I've actually got them written out because I want to touch on each one of them. I don't want to leave anything out. So, first of all, it perpetuates this idea that we only have one purpose. It perpetuates the idea that we only have one purpose. I've talked about this on the show as well. I've sprinkled what I feel about that throughout each episode. We are expansive and infinite. We are expansive and infinite beings. We're constantly evolving. In each moment, we're evolving. It is impossible for us to have only one purpose. You see all these people running around talking about, I can't find my purpose. I don't know what my purpose is. Why? Because they're ignoring the very things that are right in front of them. And what are those things? Those things that are in that gift box that you were given when you came into this life. Also, when I hear people say passion doesn't equal purpose, that idea causes people to downplay the gifts that I have. Just like I said, we ignore what's in front of us. We ignore those gifts that are in front of us because we start to question, well, are they significant enough to have a positive impact? Yes, they are, first of all. Not only are they significant enough to have a positive impact first in your life, but in the lives of people around you, in the lives of people around the world, people that you don't even know. Also, to say that passion doesn't equal purpose, it perpetuates the idea, and we're going to talk about money for a second here. It perpetuates the idea that you cannot generate income and wealth from what you are passionate about. This ties into the limiting, very limiting belief that we must work and work and work and work and do and do and do and grind and grind and grind to generate any kind of income and wealth that we can be proud of. First, what I want to say is, we cannot forget that there are too many examples of people generating wealth from what they are passionate about. Hello? We know of authors who have done it. We see musicians do it. We see artists do it. We see dancers do it. We see fashion designers do it. There are examples all around us. Sure, there may be some aspects in those things, just small aspects in even those things that perhaps the person would choose not to do, but then they delegate it to someone else. But overall, they're working in their passion. That's the whole point here. Also, to say that passion doesn't equal purpose, it perpetuates the notion that in order for us to dedicate our energy, to dedicate our time on the things that we are passionate about, we must first do things that we don't enjoy just so we can get to the things that we are passionate about. That is not true either. That is not true. That is another limiting belief. So you mean to tell me that we have this gift box full of all these diamonds and gems and amazing gifts, and we have to delay that? We have to delay our lives, really? That's what you're saying? We have to delay our lives? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I heard a person say, and I'm going to use this example because I think it's a good one. So I heard someone say that they were passionate about dancing, but it did not mean that their purpose was to dance. And I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. So then the question that I would have for that person would be, well, did you just completely cancel the possibility that it could be a platform for you to use to reach people? Did you give yourself the space to even consider dancing as a platform to inspire other people? Because this individual, they do inspire other people with different things. I'm sure that, they have their, pitch, elevator pitch that they use. But anyway, just for the sake of this illustration, they have a platform that they use to inspire people. But I just wonder if they even considered that dancing was a possibility. Now, I don't know this person, never talked to him in my life. And I will say, just looking at both sides, if that person truly wanted to just keep dancing in the background and had no interest in pursuing it at all, then that's a different story. But only that individual can determine that. But what a person cannot do is tell people, no, you cannot have your passion and your purpose cannot be the same thing. No, we cannot do that. That is the same. I'll use another example. So that would be the same thing as, instead of a person, let's say there's a person that loves to paint. So instead of becoming a painter, they decide to teach art instead, which is nothing wrong with that. And I am not judging how a person chooses to handle their passions or how they choose how to handle their gifts or their passions or how they choose to handle their dreams. My purpose in this episode is to let you know that your passions are tied to your purpose and to remind you that there is wealth in your passion. There is wealth in your purposes. And when I say wealth, yes, I'm including money here as well. We came here to live abundantly. Abundantly, to be fulfilled, to spend our energy, our days on things that we are passionate about, on days that give us energy, on days that are on things that energize us. We came here for that. That's what the abundant life is. So I'll say it again, your passions are tied to your purposes. You don't have to look for your purpose. Your purpose is right in front of you. Your purposes are not lost. When you are fulfilled, you have no idea how magnetizing that is. When you are fulfilled, you have no idea how purpose filled that is. So, again, I want you to go back and listen to episode 11, titled Your Passion Does Equal Purpose, and then come back and listen to this episode again, Passion Equals Purpose Part 2. So, I want to thank you again for listening. Please follow, subscribe, share. Also, take a screenshot of this episode. Put it on your socials. All right. Share it with everyone you know. And until next time, thank you for tuning in and cheers.